Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Come on, man.
Keyshawn, J. Will, stop, Zubin, man. Presented by Progressive Insurance on a Friday.
I'm going to defend myself.
Beautiful New York City. A little overcast, but that's all right. It's still beautiful because it's New York City. Alan Hahn, Monica McNutt in. And we did do some research here, as Key did instruct us to do as we were talking about his fashion.
Man, y'all got me
or perhaps
blanked up.
Lack thereof. So, Key won what is called a Michael Award. That's what it's called.
That's so stupid.
Honored as the best dressed male in the 2008 Michael Awards, also known as the Oscars of Fashion. So
that sounds like a lot of hate the way he...
Michael Awards honor the stars of the fashion world by highlighting fashion icons, top designers, supermodels, and emerging fashion trends, and leading stars in entertainment and media. Previous winners of this Michael Award includes, you know, you might have heard some of these names. Oscar De La Renta, Hugo Boss, Calvin Klein, and Cindy Crawford. So sure, when you think De La Renta, Boss...
What are
CK,
you doing in
Sydney
that category?
Crawford, Keyshawn Johnson.
I'm just saying.
I feel like this award is fraud and made up.
I wanted to see.
I don't believe this.
I wanted to see who else won the award.
I don't have to make anything up.
You didn't make it up. Somebody else made it up.
Well, who won it after you?
You accepted the award.
Is what I want to know.
Fundraiser? Is that what you get ready to try to tell me?
Oh. How big was the check he had to write?
Hey, you're right.
Keyshawn Johnson is in the fashion. Let's just say he won this award with all these designers, well-established fashion houses.
But why the hate, though?
I'm not hating, boo.
In the year that they gave me the award.
Oh, wait.
It's all about the suit game more so than it was about the leisure wear. It was the suit game.
Do you have any of these looks, well, the draft night and the Hawks jersey still in your closet?
No, absolutely not. Why would I wear that stuff then? Now, back to so old.
Don't you know fashion repeats itself?
No, not that. No, I can't wear that.
Some fashion should never repeat itself.
But John
Bell
Barbados,
bottoms and mullets.
John Varvatos was the year I won, though, Alan. It was John Varvatos, I think, was one of the designers that the year that they gave me the award.
And they
it was here in New York City. What do you want me to do?
Nothing. Congratulations.
Yes, that is
in partnership with Hugo Boss.
That's true. When are we going to get, right?
Please. Don't worry about all that.
What do you mean you're an award when you're in the same category? Let's go. I need an exclusive. I need a first bottle for my boo. Like, come on.
Come on now. Calm down.
Make sure it smells good, though, because if it stinks, I'm going to tell you.
So silly.
I want to know why this was the only year that there's any proof of an award being given out.
That sounds real.
Everyone, I'm asking everyone listening right now, all of you, every single person, even if you're driving, just pull over, grab your phone, Google this, please, the Michael Awards.
And I've never seen so much hate. I feel like LeBron now.
There's no history
on me
at all.
It doesn't make no sense.
I'm telling you, Han. I'm telling you.
No previous winners. No winners. Nothing.
There's nothing. No.
Sounds pretty fake to me.
Did you get a plaque? Like, how is this award acknowledged?
I think I got an award. Like, dog, some.
You just want some Google list. This is a wiki page.
How big of a donation did you make?
Oh, God. Like,
was it
hate? I ain't never seen so much hate
for
my fashion game.
Oh, God. Key, you understand that you can Google just about anything, and there's a history or something about that.
I don't know.
It's as if it just never happened.
I don't know.
You don't know.
I mean, you see my suit game.
No.
My suit game. Come on, man.
This is not an indictment on your ability to dress. Not at all.
Hey,
you just can't understand how I beat out fashion designers.
I'm trying to figure that part out.
Hey, man, what can I say?
If there's an award, he will accept it. I hear that there's a list for solid waves in the industry. You're on that list as well.
You got solid. Yeah, I got cool.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's an award for blue shirts. Like, there's an award for...
I would
white Adidas sneakers, like
no, blue shirts.
If there's an award,
that's my award.
Oh, you're in it. Okay.
I'm all over the blue.
There's
shirt
an award,
award.
Keys in on it.
But it's okay. My fashion game wouldn't need to be tight. I got it right.
What's the most high? I don't know how I want to word this. Have you done the Met? Like, are you that kind of fashion guy?
No, I don't. I'll do it if I need to. But the reason I've never done the Met, I've been invited many times.
Okay.
But I just my personality would have automatically, you would automatically think that I would welcome that.
Uh-huh.
It's just not really, that's really not me.
Okay, so what is the...
Because I don't like the energy. The energy yeah, it ain't really my thing.
It's a little bit pretentious.
We'll yeah, I ain't trying to be seen.
Okay, so what is the event or look that, like, the biggest thing you went to where you was like, yo, I did this one in particular stands out? Is there one?
No, not really.
No? Okay.
No, because I, you know, I've been to the Oscars before, but my tux was on point.
Okay, just, okay.
It was ridiculous. They ain't never seen nothing
got
like
it.
That.
Okay.
And then with me in it, oh, let me stop, you know.
What made you go to the Oscars? Just to go?
Man, I know people, man.
That's what I'm saying. That's
I
so...
can't put that out there like that.
You went to support somebody that was
I went to support somebody that
right?
was... Yeah, some friends of mine.
Okay. I didn't ask you to name names. Just that's what I wanted to know.
You went to the show. I get a little uncomfortable in certain situations.
You're not a name dropper.
No.
We love that.
I try not to.
He doesn't want to be associated.
Keeps you grounded.
Yeah. I try not to be.
Oh, really?
I'm proud of you.
Yeah. The last thing on the fashion thing, and it's a legit question, is it you or your wife? Because a lot of people, like, the best dressed men are usually because somebody dresses them.
No, it's me. When I need to get clean.
Straight, like, you
have
just,
you always?
When I get clean, always, 100%.
So even before you had Key Money, like, you was, like, even if it's not about the label or the designer, it's about the look. So
man, I can put
always
a t-shirt on and look cool.
Okay, I'm out.
Well, that's different, though.
Okay.
I'm just saying, though, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I feel like I changed a whole lot. Man, let me get me started, because I feel like I changed a whole lot at ESPN alone when I came. Them dudes was wearing blue shirts and blue,
did
black
you know
and
this?
Blue and it.
Monica, come
on,
you understand
man. I came with all type of colors and everything and pins. Nobody wasn't doing that.
Except
now you look in the
Frazier,
industry and everybody doing that.
Are you a sneakers?
No, I'm talking about on TV.
And suit
ESPN.
Guy.
Oh, here, maybe.
Are you a sneakers and suit guy?
You want to know who the first person wore the sneakers and shoes, I mean, the suits at ESPN?
You.
You looking at it.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, don't get me started.
Are you still that guy or are we past that?
I mean, it just depends on what I'm, I don't wear horse shoes no more with no suits. It's a wrap.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
I believe you on the fashion thing.
I ain't 65 years
Jay
old.
Jay Harris,
man.
Shout out to Jay Harris, posted, I don't know if y'all saw this other day, he posted a spread in GQ. It was him and a bunch of the anchors. Greeny's in it.
Mm-hmm,
Jay
mm-hmm,
Harris is
mm-hmm,
in it. Mm-hmm. I'm blanking on some other folks that are in it. And they all have on, like, the jeans you had on in that picture. I think there's a combination of, like, Skechers, K-Swiss, and some other shoes I didn't recognize, and, like, button-downs. So I believe you that you brought a different level of fashion to the shop.
My boss, Seth Markman, yeah, I'm gonna put him on blast.
Uh-oh.
When I was doing NFL Countdown,
yeah,
I came with no tie. And they freaked out. Ah, this was way back when. I'm like, man, I can pull this off. I'm good. Don't even trip. No. They wanted me to wear a tie all the time. They kept pushing. I'm like, man, I'm tired of wearing ties. You look up now.
Very little ties.
And so, you know, you just got to be fashion forward at times. And I get it. They want things to be a certain way.
You showed up with no tie and sneakers.
And sneakers.
And what's amazing is the analysis wasn't affected by it. Which at is, all. That's always been my argument.
I mean, I could go through my pictures and all this stuff and show and you know.
And
I know
listen,
I'm on point, so I ain't worried about it.
The envelope don't get pushed unless you push it. And clearly, the time on the field speaks for itself. My dude, you go ahead, Key. You better throw this little bottle at you.
Me and Alan Yates was chopping it up last night in 1996. Let me stop, man, because
oh
I'm bragging
goodness.
On myself.
No.
AI Jones.
I
had earrings in my ear playing on the field. Wasn't nobody doing that in 95. If somebody can find me a picture in 94, 95 of NFL players rocking earrings in their ear while they're on the field, you let me know.
That's money fashion, though.
No, but I'm just saying you're bringing something swaggy to the game. And then, so check this out, though, Monica, before we move on. One of my ex-teammates, or one of my big bros that I kind of grew up idolizing to a degree in trying to pattern myself after, this is a dude named Curtis Conway. So Seaway played for the Chicago Bears, but we happened to have a night game. Seaway hit me and was like, oh, I see you. Man, I have to do that. I see you. That earring was just hitting off the camera. Man, I look up there, Seaway, a couple weeks later, he had the big old joints in his ear. But it's just, you know, things change, man. You know how it go.
You don't wear earrings no more?
No, I don't wear earrings.
Can you please wear earrings next
No, you sound like my kids.
Thursday? We just want to see.
I haven't had an earring in my ear. When I took the job here at ESPN, I took it out.
You still got your host, so just wear an earring next Thursday.
No, I'm not putting.
Get you a little cross like the NBA players now.
Oh, what year?
No, you want me to wear a hoop like Michael Jordan?
We do
no,
have a photo actually cross. Up of Deion Sanders.
Okay, so that's prime then. Yeah. That's what I said. If you find one, then okay. Find it. I know what I did.
Right.
What are we arguing?
And
like
I might have took my. I probably took my. What year is that from Prime though?
I'm not sure.
That's Atlanta, so it had
but
to be before
Atlanta,
me.
So yeah.
Yeah. So I might have stole that from Prime, but I know I was rocking it.
Wow.
That's
the
what
story,
I do know.
The amendment.
That's a story.
I might have stole it from Prime because Prime had swag.
Prime had plenty of swag. That's a good guy to pull your swag from.
Yeah,
for you still have the hole still there.
I'm
you
looking
could,
at
you
it.
Could it might have closed. Here. I don't know.
These, you probably no, these could. Earrings not enough.
My daughter does that with mine. She does that. She does that with mine. She likes to try to put.
You have an ear piercing.
I used to have an earring.
Can y'all please wear earrings?
You understand?
Next,
like I, we're the same age. Like I grew up in
can
that same.
Can you please wear your earring?
He just
on
looks
the show
older.
I just look older.
I don't think you look old. You know when I first met?
I didn't say he was old. I just said he just looks older.
My pictures of that fashion are way more embarrassing than Key's. That's why
can
I'm glad nobody will see them.
Can you guys please whip out the earrings? I just want to see. Just for old.
I've never
come on,
put
Halloween.
An earring in.
I put a hoop in one
a
time.
Hoop?
Just as a joke. Yeah, just as a joke. And that's why I knew it was still
but I wonder
open.
If Prime played in his or did he take it out? Doing
that's a large hoop.
No,
in
but that's
uniform.
Pregame. That might be pregame, though.
That's a very large hoop earring.
Yeah. Hoop Prime? Prime, yeah. Yeah, swag toe. Ooh, funny as all outdoors, too.
Can we go back? Let's go back to this conversation we had about Scottie Pippen, because this is from a while back now in the show, and I want to bring it back because it's just interesting to me why he would go here when talking. So interview with GQ, and he really went after Kevin Durant, but as an example, but it still sounds really critical. Kevin Durant, as you remember, was trying to carry the Nets out of the second round mm-hmm. after against the Bucks after injuries to James Harden, where James Harden's playing compromised with a bad hamstring. Kyrie Irving gets hurt and is out of the series, and there's KD an epic game 5, almost had an epic game 7 where he could have won it, almost won it at the buzzer, just kind of a toenail scrape in the 3-point line, counts as a 2, they go to overtime, and he's out of gas at that point. And Pippen said this, he said that KD needs to learn how to utilize teammates. And saying as great as he is, he does it by himself. He said he can score better than LeBron, but probably always has been able to. But has he surpassed LeBron? No. He tried to beat the Milwaukee Bucks instead of utilizing his team. You see what I'm saying? LeBron James would have figured out how to beat them, and he would have been exhausted. He wouldn't have been exhausted and may not have taken that last shot. But LeBron ain't KD, and KD ain't LeBron. KD's a shooter, a scorer. But he doesn't have what LeBron has. And it's in the midst of us talking about where KD is all time. And is he getting into that conversation of being, one of the best to ever do it? And, of course, one of the best to ever do it also is really good on Twitter and responding to people in criticism. As KD did go to Twitter and remind people that didn't the great Scottie Pippen refuse to go into the game for a last-second shot because he was in his feelings? Coach drew up a play for a better shooter. And he added, this guy, Scott, instead of saying Scotty. Also wanted to enjoy his summer, so he chose to rehab during the season. And that, of course, those are the stories that were told in the Last Dance documentary. Is this unfair criticism from Scottie Pippen about Kevin Durant?
It is unfair criticism.
Hold on. Before you go into that, mm-hmm. do you, all that you've accomplished, pick apart current guys? Like, would you engage in, if you were trying to make a point, about.
No, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Okay, boom.
Yeah,
that's all. Please
I don't
continue.
Be hating on nobody like that.
Please continue.
No, I'm gonna tell the truth, but I'm not just gonna make something up just because I'm on television and radio and stuff. I would never do that. That's not. Okay. You shouldn't do that. I mean, it ain't. First of all, it's unfair. I feel like Scotty in everything that he's doing right now is pushing his bourbon. Which, by the way, if you're out there, I need you to send me a bottle, Scotty. Pushing his bourbon. He's got a book coming out. And so he still has some bad feelings toward the situation in Chicago, the Last Dance, Michael Jordan, all of that. And this is a way that he's using to describe his relationship with the Chicago Bulls and how he didn't get the necessary credit that he should have gotten when Michael and him were winning the championships. Rather than just say, Michael didn't do it by his damn self. If it wasn't for me, we wouldn't have won nothing. He should just say that. Rather than trying to use an example of Kevin Durant not using his teammates to make everything better, and then using the example of KD going to Golden State to win championships because he had players around him, he says, well, he didn't do this in Brooklyn. Look, he can't do it all by himself. Then just say he can't do it all by himself. KD, Kyrie, and James Harden would have won a championship because collectively as a team, that's what they would have done.
Unstoppable.
And keep it moving.
Yeah. So, all right. So,
I think Scotty was almost suggesting that LeBron was the better all-around player than even Michael by doing it that way.
But
because to say, like, LeBron would have utilized his teammates, KD didn't do that, and, you know, Michael needed us to win a championship.
But he's not saying Michael needed us. He's not saying that. He needs to say, rather than say, rather than keep saying team, mm-hmm. just say, before I arrive, 3 years earlier, Michael couldn't get out of his own way. Just say that.
So I guess I'm stuck at, because we all agree that this is unfair criticism. It feels like it came out of nowhere. I don't understand. I feel like saying that would be well received in this era of basketball. Because factually, I don't understand why he won't just say that.
Because it's hard to say that. It's hard to say something extremely disrespectful or negative about two of the greatest players that we've ever seen in LeBron and Michael Jordan. It's hard to say that.
For Scottie Pippen. That he needed me? Like,
it's
I think
hard
that's
to
wild.
Say that.
In the era for team up basketball.
I think it's been said. Let's bring in a former NBA player into the conversation, Kendrick Perkins. ESPN
KP.
Perk!
NBA analyst who joins us on the Goodyear Hotline. Big Perk, good morning. So part of this conversation, just curious to get your take on whether it's the motivation behind why Scotty would say this or just what he said about Kevin Durant in the comparison to LeBron and your thoughts, is obviously you have intimate knowledge of both players.
Well, first of all, let's get this out in the open, okay? At the end of the day, we will never see another LeBron James in the history of the NBA. Secondly, we will never see another Kevin Durant in the history of the NBA. Both of these guys are generational talents. Both of these guys are unique in their own way. So let's really stop comparing. In my opinion, LeBron James is the best all-around player to ever play the game of basketball. KD is the greatest scorer to ever play the game of basketball, in my opinion. But to Scott, listening to Scotty or reading what Scotty said about Kevin Durant, especially in the Milwaukee Bucks series, told me one thing and one thing only, that he don't watch the game of basketball. Because if you watch that series and you could come out and say that Kevin Durant didn't utilize his teammates. He didn't utilize his teammates when he was getting Bruce Brown wide open floater looks down the lane. He was getting Blake Griffin wide open 3-point shots. He was getting Joe Harris he couldn't buy a bucket. Wide open 3-pointers. And when I say wide open, I mean guys were not even 10 feet from him. And he couldn't knock down shots. What else are you supposed to do? He's supposed to take over the game like he did offensively. Here it is with a hobbled James Harden. Kevin Durant pushed the Milwaukee Bucks, who, by the way, have a semi-big three in Giannis, Middleton, and Drew Holiday, along with a rough Riley and P.J. Tucker, who was leaning and making it physical on Kevin Durant the entire series. And he damn near still averaged 40. So at the end of the day, I don't get what Scotty was trying to get out of by saying that. But it just goes to show me that he actually don't watch the game of basketball anymore. He might be drinking too much of that bourbon.
See, Perk, I think he was just using Kevin, trying to use it as an example to say that Michael needed me. And his teammates to win a championship,
Perk,
rather than just say it.
Perk, help. That is so stupid. Perk, help. That is the stupidest. No, 1-1 does not equal. No. That's dumb.
You know what, Key? I'm going to say this. As a man, and you know, Alan is up there, you are up there, and one thing I can say about my girl, Monica, she don't hold back, and she stand on what she believe in, right? She stand on it. We all of us do. We stand on that hill along, and it is what it is when it comes to saying things about sports. In my opinion, Scotty should have just said,
"Yes, hey, say man, to you." But that's true.
Just,
But
just
he didn't want to do
on,
it that
hold
way.
Hold on, time out. But Perk, let me ask you this, because I think Key keeps trying to make this point that it would seem like he's hating on MJ some kind of way. But in an era in which we are seeing superstars aggressively plan during the Olympics on how they're going to play together, if Scottie just comes out and says it, states the facts, how do you think that would be received? Because I don't see it as an issue.
I don't see it as an issue at all, but it's just Scottie speaking his piece. It's just like when The Last Dance came out and Scottie was in his feelings, because we all know that Michael Jordan had to sign off on everything that was released in that documentary. And a lot of things didn't make Scottie look good at all, right? So Scottie has the right to say what he wants to say about MJ. I just didn't understand why he had to bring up LeBron James and Kevin Durant. That was my whole thing. Like, why? And then you bring it up, and then you shows the world, you show the world that you actually didn't watch the game of basketball. You didn't watch the last series. That's the most disturbing part.
I don't get how you could say that after, especially Game 5. I mean, how he performed in Game 5, let alone Game 7. But that
he
performance
all his
in Game
teammates
5
to
was,
win, so he can't do it by himself.
Was just amazing.
And Monica, Key, and Allen. And then, look, you know what else we don't realize, what else we forget about when it comes down to Kevin Durant? Is that He's only a year from off tearing his Achilles, and he was playing damn near the whole game, if not the whole game, getting 48 minutes plus in three straight games. Like, that was unheard of, and he was delivering in great fashion.
No question. Scottie, like you say, probably wasn't watching the game, who knows, but it goes back to that teammate thing, man. I'm just telling you. It's about – he can't do it by himself, and Michael couldn't do it by himself.
Get a therapist. Work it out. Stop bringing other people into your nonsense.
All right, Perk.
Hey, man,
you can tell it's a Friday in here, right? You can tell it's a Friday in here. Hey,
I love it.
Before we go, earlier we were talking about some fashion. I got to tell you, today, that's a good suit. That's a good look for you, my man.
I appreciate it. My wife actually laid it out for me before I traveled.
Shout out to the visit.
See, I admit that as well.
Yeah, shout out to
There's nothing wrong with that. All right.
I appreciate it.
Have a great weekend. Kendrick Perkins on the Goodyear Hotline. So tune into a National League East battle tomorrow. The Mets host the Phillies. Coverage begins 3:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. This MLB weekend preview brought to you by Credit Karma. Visit creditkarma.com/winmoney. To open your free account and start winning instant karma, Credit Karma money. Progress starts here. Coming up, someone who has unique perspective on what was the biggest sports story of the week. That is next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. It's Alan Hahn and Monica McNutt with Key. And we go to the Goodyear Hotline right now, joined by Jason Collins, former NBA center. And Jason, I guess the biggest, it really was a huge story this week, Carl Nassib of the Raiders, who chose to go on to social media to come out as gay. And the reaction in the NFL and around the sports world was very warm, very welcoming, and a lot of reactions were, let's get to a point in life where this is no longer a breaking news story, but just something that happens, and we all go, okay, and kind of move on. But it was significant, of course. You did it yourself when you were a player, came out. You were the first to do it while currently playing. And I wanted to know what your reaction was when you heard about the Carl Nassib story, how you felt at the time.
I felt very proud of Carl for making this announcement, also for raising awareness and supporting the Trevor Project. It's a suicide prevention organization for that targets LGBTQ youth. Great organization. So I thought it was really cool as far as in the like him making this big personal statement, but at the same time thinking of others and thinking of how to help the LGBTQ youth who are at risk of doing self-harm. So I thought it was I can't wait to see what happens with regards to that first preseason game or that first practice, that first preseason game, and then that first regular season game, and how he's able to go out there and help his team. And ultimately, that's what it will come down to. the stories will, again, be written about, after each of those milestones, those markers. But then it'll be like, oh, wait, how is his performance and how is the team doing? And as a professional athlete, that's what it's always going to be about.
Now, Jason, I promise you.
I
promise you.
I already know that voice.
Hey, Jason, I promise you, we will be calling you to break down the NBA Finals. It will not just be about this. I promise you now. Yes. You know me to know.
Yeah.
When you look at it, given the fact that I obviously know the history in everything with you, how difficult do you think it was for him personally to approach this and come out?
Extremely difficult. No one, at least I didn't want to be the first. And it seems from his statement that, he really struggled with this. You're sort of waiting for somebody else to do it. But then if you reach a point in your life, as I did and as clearly as he has done, where you feel that you're ready, then, nowadays with social media, you can sort of control the degree as far as, how you do it. He did, Instagram. And it's just, there's a lot of, do I want to be the first? And do I want to have all the eyes on me? And then, but if you are really ready, then do it. And I'm so proud of him, which for doing it, for stepping forward. And something that was just said is like we're waiting for the day when this is not a story. And we're sort of there with regards to female athletes. I remember right before the Rio Olympics, Elena Deladon came out and everyone was like, okay, cool, go win a gold medal. And I think that's what one day it will be about, someone, making a statement, as casually on social media, as this, and then everyone's like, okay, cool, go win the Super Bowl. we're not there yet. And with regards to male athletes and, which is, again, why Carl taking the step forward is so huge.
Jason, when you came back into the NBA, what was the reaction amongst teammates? And I asked you that question because I want to know what you think the reaction amongst his teammates could potentially be based on your experience.
Yeah, my teammates were great with the Brooklyn Nets, the entire organization. I know before they signed me that they had a team meeting. and another reason why Jay Kidd, I owe a lot in my life to Jay Kidd. He was my point guard for my first 7 years in the NBA, and he was my coach on that Brooklyn Nets team, which is the sidebar why I'm so excited that he potentially could be the next head coach for the Dallas Mavericks. I think he'll do a great job there if that ends up being the case. But Jay Kidd had a team meeting the day before and said, okay, this is what we want to do. If somebody has something to say, it's sort of like speak now or forever hold your peace right. kind of moment. And my teammates were great. They said, yeah, let's sign him. Let's bring him in. We need help, and we know what he can do. We know that he can help us. So I was signed to a 10-day contract. My teammates welcomed me with open arms. In fact, they made me the honorary captain. I think that's the first time in the history of the of a guy signing a 10-day contract that he comes in and is automatically an honorary captain. I'm meeting with Kobe Bryant and Pau Gasol at that Laker game. And one thing, though, that really helped me was when one of the team leaders, Kevin Garnett, pulled me aside and said to me personally, he said, Jason, I'm so glad that you're back in the league. I'm so glad that you're my teammate. This is going to be huge. And having KG say that to me, like, that was the moment where I could sort of like really just relax and breathe, because it was like a one-on-one person, you know, one-on-one conversation. So I encourage the team leaders, the captains, the guys that, you know, everybody looks up to on the team, to have that moment, that one-on-one, you know, pull Carl aside and say that, and please say it. Use those words, validate, and say, I have your back, welcome, and, you know, if anything goes on, just let me know and I'll take care of it kind of thing. So, and I think that will be huge. So I'm speaking directly to Carl's teammates at the Raiders there. You know, have that one-on-one conversation with him, and so that he truly can relax and just, you know, go out there and make plays to help your team win.
Jason Collins, former NBA center, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. You played the majority of your career between Brooklyn or New Jersey and Brooklyn for the Nets. Is Kevin Durant the best player now that Brooklyn is in New York, the best player in New York's basketball history?
Oh, man. I don't know you put him in that category, but I'll say that man is special. I remember watching playing against him, and then just watching him and how his career is just – he keeps getting better and better. And this past year, coming off the Achilles injury and all the other nagging injuries that he had, to do what he did in the postseason, I mean, you cannot guard him one on one. It's you're basically hoping that he misses. Like, there's nothing, because he has the height and the dribbling ability and the shot making, the creativity, the explosion, the athleticism. He has everything that you want. If you were doing a video game, like the ultimate scorer, like, this is the guy that, you know, can get his shot off over just about over anyone. I remember I was watching the series and on a text chain with my boys, and we're like, man, I don't even know if Jesus could guard this dude. this dude, he will get the shot off and make a play. You know, so it's fun to watch. You know, I he's going to have to do this to be the all time greatest New York. If you want to put labels on him, but you know, I think as a fan of basketball, we just all sit back, enjoy, and watch. You know, a virtuoso. You know, a guy who's first ballot Hall of Famer. You know, all the accolades. You know, so just enjoy.
Hey, it's so crazy. Jason, I was telling the guys here the other day when we ran in each other in Brooklyn, and I'm walking.
That's a small world.
Small world. We're running into each other. And I know you called LZ right after, because LZ, we were talking. And I run into Jason, and we're walking in Brooklyn. I see this really big guy coming toward me. And I'm like, man, that looks like an athlete. And he gets close and he says, Key? Because I'm on my phone. He goes, Key? And I'm trying not to make eye contact. And I look up. I'm like, oh, Jason. You know, I give him a hug, the whole deal. And so Jason's there with his partner. And he's talking to me. And I'm looking up at him. My neck's hurting because he's like 8 feet tall. And then I go, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Okay, you're coming on the show. Where are you guys going? He told me they were going to go have lunch there. I said, okay, I may join you. I need to finish doing this. And he goes, by the way, this is my partner. And me being the dummy that I am, I go, oh, what are you guys doing together? Like, what business are you in? And JC goes, no, fool, it's my partner. And I go, oh, because it just, you know, I was like, this is Jason that I've been knowing since he was in junior high. I wasn't even thinking like that, but it was the funniest Keyshawn moment ever. And all we could do is laugh at each other at that point.
Yeah,
I'm also a bad scout at basketball, too, because I saw him and his brother play.
Yeah, I don't know, but maybe it was you saw a giant black man walking to you like, oh, who's this?
Jason, do you know, though, the scouting report that Key gave you?
What do you mean?
When you guys were at Harvard Westlake, you and your brother, and I came to watch you, Baron, all three of y'all play.
I know this story. Yes, of course I know this story. I know Keyshawn since junior high school.
Junior high school.
Right, and apparently he had no idea that he was watching three NBA players.
Yeah, and Baron Davis. I know, like, he's like, it was one thing to be, but he was, I mean, Keyshawn's always been a little salty. Like, you know,
I love that.
Keyshawn's always been like the.
Yeah. No, he's definitely.
I just picture Keyshawn with like a cigarette in his mouth. He's like, man, dude, gonna have to show me what you got. I don't even know. I don't know. Can you play? I don't know.
Accurate.
He is definitely here for entertainment purposes, his NFL insight. Basketball, well, we handle that part. Jason, we appreciate your, by the way, we will have you back on to talk more basketball, of course.
Absolutely.
But your insight, though, and experience, obviously, with this was important for a very important story
of
this
course.
Week. And, of course, this month as well. So we do thank you for that time.
Of course.
All right, we'll talk, Jay.
Enjoy NBA playoffs, though, in the meantime.
Okay.
All right, take care, guys.
Jason Collins on the Goodyear Hotline. I just have to laugh that you're watching three guys that went on to the NBA and you thought none of them
two tall dudes that are stiffs and a little chubby guard.
And had that work out. All right, call the roulette. We'll finish out the week.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Well, it's my last day before a little vacation, and let's just say I've been a little loose with the reads today. You know, we're having fun, right, Monica?
Mm-hmm,
just joking
mm-hmm.
around and everything, and mm-hmm. so I've got to catch up on some stuff. I got a couple of things to read for you first, some business to take care of. I don't know which one to go first, so I tell you what. Let's just spin it, and we'll see which one comes up.
There you go.
Oh, a little straight talk for you. All right, Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Be your own hotspot with Straight Talk's Ultimate Unlimited plan. Get 10 gigs of hotspot data for just $55 a month. I really do feel like I need to read this with a rocks glass and maybe a cigarette. On America's largest, most dependable network, Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Compatible device required. See straighttalk.com. All right, what's next? Spin it. Hey, you know, you can tune into a National League Battle Sunday as the Dodgers host the Cubs. It's presented by Credit Karma. Coverage begins Sunday night baseball. Coverage of Sunday night baseball begins at 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio.
And it's not ESPN that easy, app. Is it?
At 7 p.m. also on ESPN. Set him up, Joe. Spin it. By the way, Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline, line two.
Yeah, this is Matt from Alabama. Hey, I just had a couple of trade scenarios for Ben Simmons. How you feel about Kyle Lowry, and more interesting, potentially Kyle Kuzma and Dennis Schroeder for Ben Simmons.
Yeah, go ahead.
Nope.
Yeah,
I do like the Kyle Lowry, though. Yeah, I do kind of like Kyle Lowry, but he's a free agent, so you wouldn't need to trade
him.
Yeah,
well, Kuz, man, we can go. Kuz is my man and everything, but
isn't Kuz also?
Yeah, Kuz.
Dude, did you not watch your team as exit? Well,
Shooter's definitely a free agent.
No, that's fine, but we can use him on defense. We can use him point guard. Yeah, go on, man.
Talking like sign and trade. You're talking sign and trade or something like that. All right, spin it. The Lakers don't need anybody.
Yeah, we need more.
Shooting, not that.
We'll take Randall back right now.
I bet you would.
What a season.
Line three.
Morning, Monica and friends. Who do y'all like in the NBA Finals along with Atlanta? The Clippers or Phoenix?
Legit, it feels like Atlanta's going to get there because nobody knows what to do with Trae Young.
If this kid does it again tonight, seriously.
The legacy is born. But think about, this is very similar to Steph and them's run. Like, that team was very organically put together. Like, and then it was like, boom, here they are. Yeah. It's very similar.
They spent a lot of money in the offseason.
I like Phoenix to get past the Clippers. If it's really Phoenix, Atlanta, Lord. I'm going to lean on
CP3. I don't know how I feel about
Monica and friends. Get out your feelings, bro.
It's your last Friday. I don't feel good.
You got me fired, Carla.
Spin it.
Yeah.
Monica.
Don't do that. You love me. Stop.
The sports view. Line four.
Yeah, we talked fashion.
Larry in Los Angeles. Should Kevin Durant play in the Olympics given his injury history, or should he just focus on building the chemistry in the offseason so they can bring home the chip next year?
No, I think he can play in the Olympics. Chemistry in the offseason, I mean,
there is
they're really, what they're going to do, play shoot around? I mean, it's not, yeah,
they all
it's
go
not
separate
like,
ways.
Yeah, it's not like a quarterback and a receiver that need to throw the ball to get the timing down.
I also think he's going to play regardless.
And he
Kevin Durant's a basketball player.
He
plays.
Yeah. That's what they do.
So why not play
basketball
in an organized
players
situation?
Do that.
Yeah, controlled environment.
Also, real talk, he's not going to finish his career in Brooklyn, I don't think. So
that's not real talk. That's a hot take.
Well, I think he's going to be more like Kawhi in terms of being a mercenary.
He can't go again.
I disagree.
He can't do
anyway,
it again.
Explain why.
He can't go again.
What
do you mean?
He
can't leave again, especially without finishing the
deal. They're going to get one.
Monica, will you watch any part of Islanders Lightning Game 7 tonight for me?
If I
ask you to tune in, would you watch?
What time?
Well, the game's, I think it's eight.
Lies.
Game 7.
Listen, the Islanders sent me a great care package. I will put on my t-shirt, my cap, take a picture, turn it on TV.
There you go. That's all I'm looking for. Key, if I tell you it's tied in the third period, will you watch? If I tell you the score, will you read it? Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.